All right, continuing here from Toronto, it's the Power Play on HL Network Radio. Now, this is the entrance music, Tris, that you used to use. Lil' Kim, right?
Correct, yes.
Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim, that's right, rocking the house.
So when you hear this entrance theme here, it must bring back a lot of memories.
I sort of do expect a large audience to be applauding at this moment, as well as pyrotechnics, but not quite. But if you know what, you're applauding for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, oh, it's
standing. Feels like the good old days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for dropping by here.
Of course.
I know that you're very, very busy. Anybody who checks out TrisStratus.com can see that. You've got a lot on the go.
Yeah.
Tell us what the last number of years have been like in your life. I think you became a mother last year.
Yes, absolutely.
How's that?
It's great. Oh, my God. My son's amazing. He's going to be one already on the 30th, and motherhood's fantastic. It's like, it sounds so cliche, but I can't imagine my life without him. But, yeah he's a pretty awesome kid. We're going to keep him.
Well, I talk about you keeping busy here, and you've got the new Stratosphere Yoga DVD that's going to be released here. Tell us about that as well.
Yeah, it's released now. It's officially out there. You can grab it. It's I'm excited about it because, you know, I've been doing yoga for, actually just realized it's probably been over a decade I've been doing yoga. And it came from an injury in wrestling where I had a herniated disc in my back and my career was threatened. I suddenly was like facing possibility of surgery or just hanging up the boots altogether. I tried to do rehab, didn't work. And then I found yoga and I literally did yoga for 3 months straight and it just reversed the damage in my back. I went back, had the best part of my career was the last bit of my career because I could recover better. I was I was more agile in the ring. So as a performer, it boosted me as an athlete. And it was something that stayed with me. It's in my life forever. And then now it kind of materialized into opening. I have a yoga studio in Vaughan as well as Ritz Carlton. And having that studio was my way of saying like, wow, I do this thing, 1 hour practice a day, and it makes my life better. You know, it makes me a better athlete. It makes me better shape, etc. But it makes my life better. I can deal with traffic better. I deal with things better. And so that was my kind of reason for opening the studio. And so now, you know, to put this DVD out is kind of a way of spreading the message even wider. Like, as you know, the WWE universe is extensive. It's quite extensive. So, you know, it's hard to reach them. I mean, they're not going to come to Toronto necessarily to do yoga here. So to reach them, and, you know, the DVD is the way to do that. So it's exciting.
Yeah, well, tell us about yoga, too, and how it plays into your lifestyle, because a lot of people sometimes have a hard time understanding what being on the road as a professional wrestler is like and was like for you.
Yeah.
Because you're on the road sometimes hundreds of nights out of the year, and some of the participants are wrestling every second or third night.
Yeah.
It really starts to take its toll, doesn't it?
It adds up, absolutely. I'll never forget, I had a conversation with Ty Dome, and we were comparing notes. We were like, I was showing up, if I can show you this, my missing knuckle here, missing teeth over here. Like, it's just, it happened, right? I'm like, yeah, your world is as tough as my world. So we're talking about that. I said, but you guys have an off season. We don't. No off season. So yeah, it definitely adds up. You're having this injury. You're taking like a whiplash motion, you know, 4 or 5 times a night, 4 times a week, every single week. And that's what happened to me. It was just, you know, just cumulative. And so when I found yoga, it's just like, oh, it's so, I really feel like every athlete, and now more athletes are doing, when I first opened the studio, guys were like, oh, that's for girls. That's really. And now, I say almost maybe 60-40 split of men and women in the classes now. But you see more people are aware and they're using it as a tool. Like, I'm not saying to everyone to go out there and have a yoga practice for 5 days a week. But, you know, definitely put it into part of your everyday and routine, and it'll enhance your weight training session. It'll enhance your training. It'll enhance your performance on the ice or on the field, etc. So, what I do with my yoga is I approach it from a sort of an athletic point of view. I was doing all this regular yoga and it was just sort of making me, you know, it was agile and flexible and great for de-stressing, but it wasn't doing anything to build my body or support my body. And as an athlete, that's obviously important to me. So I incorporated strength training movements into my yoga flow. And that's why I think men resonate with my yoga more, because they're like, oh, they're doing squatting, they're doing calisthenic stuff like the push-ups and stuff like that, and they know that's helping them and their muscles as well. They're not just doing this sort of zen out practice for nothing, almost, right? So, so that's the, you know, that's the difference with everything, and it's cool to see the guys really picking up on it.
Yeah, years ago, I think the eye-opening experience for me was when I saw Kevin Carter, who was a defensive lineman for the Rams in the NFL, doing yoga.
Oh yeah,
and that to me was a strange thing, to see a guy who's, you know, 280 pounds, and he's doing yoga. And I said, what's this all about? But, of course, in recent years, and you can speak more to this, too, for NHL listeners out there, or NHL fans, a number of NHL players have taken up yoga as well as a way to make sure that they maintain their physical well-being.
I actually had the Leafs in a couple of years ago. You know, a few of them were there. Luke Shen was there. And it was like, it was so funny because we were like, okay, let's see how these guys do. But they were totally open-minded. And in fact, they're like, oh, yeah, no, we do yoga. It wasn't like we were like, oh, we're going to throw yoga at you. Mm-hmm. And Matt Nichols, I believe, was the coach at the time, training facility or training coach. And he was like, yeah, it's absolutely part of their training. Like, I put it in there because it's so invaluable for them. Even we had the Argos in, and same thing, we're like, this is going to be crazy. crazy. Like, you know, they were totally open-minded to it because their trainer had them doing yoga as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, it's funny because there are parallels which you don't realize. And it's like things like when I play golf, for example, I realize these things like your balance when you're standing there. Oh, it's something you tap into yoga practice. The focus you tap into yoga practice. Look, an athlete goes on the field. They go, there's that focus that they need to tap into, the balance they need to tap into, and all that stems from, you know, having a yoga practice as a foundation. It's incredible, and it helps you as a tool out when you're out there doing your thing.
I think I was reading your Twitter earlier today, and I think you noted that it was 8 years ago
mm-hmm.
when your last wrestling match actually took place. I mean, yeah. it seems like yesterday.
I know.
Tell us about it. How much do you miss it? I mean, at times you probably miss it, but like I said earlier, it does take its toll after a while, and they're... In some respects, are easier ways to make a living.
Sure, absolutely, yes. Less
I mean, a lot of people talk about The Rock. Why does he go make movies, and why isn't he just in the ring where he made all his money?
Well, it's
a lot easier to make movies physically than it is to get in the ring every third night.
Completely. I mean, listen, my retirement was a textbook. You know, I was working with my nemesis. We'd worked in a lead. I had been rivaled mm-hmm. our entire careers. I got to culminate to this, you know, final moment with her. I was at Madison Square Garden. Sorry, that was my final Raw match. I was at Air Canada Center.
Right.
In front of my hometown crowd, taking the final bout as champion. So it was perfect. It was a great way to go. And I was really ready at that time. Injury-wise, yes, my body was telling me, but I just had worked with all the women I wanted to work with at the time. I felt like I'd done what I needed to do. I felt very fulfilled and satisfied with my career. And then, so I never really felt that, like, oh, I'm missing it. I never did. And luckily, I have a great relationship with WWE. I've been back a number of times. I've gone, you know, I've done a couple programs. And so I'm good. Like, I get to sort of get a little taste of it and leave. And then I got inducted to the Hall of Fame last year. So just, you know, now I'm, you know, the alum. Like, you know, there's always, I'm there every year for WrestleMania now. Like, it's no matter, I'm always busy in April now, no matter what. You know, so it's great. It's enough in my life that it's still there. And it gets me a lot, you know, lets me do the other things I get to do now, too.
Yeah, the youngest ever to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. That's a pretty good honor.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty honored. Yeah, for
and
sure.
You talk about keeping in contact with wrestling and WWE and Lita and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Do you and Lita have something coming up in the next week or 10 days or
we
so?
We do. Yeah, they call us a team bestie.
Okay.
Right? We're besties. Yeah. Women should, over 35 should be calling themselves besties. But anyway, so we're team bestie. And it started at the Hall of Fame because I inducted her this year. And we thought, we kind of were looking for a way to hang out. You know, the great thing is, which is nice, is to have these relationships that you form in wrestling. And we're such a family. But then when wrestling's over, we still have this, we're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have these relationships. So she's actually the godmother for my son. So it's nice. So we thought, let's find a way to kind of hang out more. So we put on this autograph signing tour. We were in New York. We did Fan Expo here in Toronto. We were just in Montreal, just got back. And we're off to San Antonio next. And I'm actually doing the Hamilton Comic Con coming up in October, which is cool. And, it's been great. Like, you know, meeting the fans again. And then to go into these towns, like, you know, you're in Montreal last weekend. And, you know, people are like, I was there when you did this thing. You delivered satisfaction to so-and-so. You know, so they're having these moments. They're sharing it with you. And it's just, you know... To get with the fans again is great because you remember that's why you're doing it, right? It's for the fans. And as a fan myself, coming into the business as a fan myself, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of Raw a few nights ago, mm-hmm. and the Bella Twins have that thing going on right now, too. I mean, in some way, shape, or form here, we got about 90 seconds left. In some way, shape, or form, I mean, you're kind of a pioneer for women's wrestling.
Kind of. I know. I hear that. Often.
Not kind of. You definitely are.
I was. I am.
So that's a pretty good feather in your cap as well.
It's, you know what? If the time we had it, the girls were doing amazing things, given great opportunities, and the girls have done a great job now to carry on that legacy of the women, of making it like the men do in the ring.
Trish Stratosphere Yoga. Now, I'm assuming you can go to Amazon to get this. You can probably go get it at TrishStratus.com as well.
Yep, yep.
Great website. Checked it out earlier, like I said, in preparation for you possibly coming in here. Walmart, of course.
Yep.
Got it for sale as well. Check that
Target,
out. What about your Twitter handle? Because that's all the rage these days, apparently, from what they tell me.
You don't know anything about that, of course.
Not at all.
But it's this thing called Twitter. It's very popular with the kids. TrishStratus.com is my handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was.
You should try it one day.
I think it was the great Homer Simpson that said, "The internet is that thing still around?"
the intraweb.
I'll be that guy saying it about Twitter here coming up in a number of years. Trish, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.